All right, so we're here with another SAE Spotlight. You want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Addison Gilkey, and I go to Christian County High School.
So we are out here with Addison at her farm, and talk a little bit about your SAE and what we're looking at here.
So my SAE is I have 10 of my own mama cows, and I have one bull. I do cow-calf pairs, which cow-calf production. So all of the calves that my mama cows raise, I sit, and then I take them to market when they get to weaning weight. But for all of the needs for my cows, their hay, their feed, all the things like that, medicine, I work for my dad in labor exchange. So I'll rake hay, keep our cow-calf records, and do anything that he needs me to do. And that allows me to be able to manage my herd.
Yeah, so what goes into keeping these cows healthy and, you know, making sure that these babies are raised right?
So every day, at least once a day, sometimes twice a day, depending on what's going on, I have to come out here and you have to check them daily. You need to make sure that none of your calves, anything, looks like it's sick. Making sure that they have mineral to keep the flies off of them, keeping them vaccinations up to date, and then feeding them through the winter.
Yeah, so what does the selling process look like for you?
So usually, we have calves that are born all year round. But we have them born, and then they're raised up till they're about 500, 600 pounds is what we do. And usually that looks about 7 months of age. And I usually take mine. We take them to Kentucky, Tennessee Livestock Market or someone local, and then we sell them for profit.
All right, well, switching gears a little bit back to how about your FFA career. What have you, you know, how long have you been in FFA, and what are some things that you've done?
So I was the first group to go through the middle school, so this is going to be my fifth year in ag. I have served in ag any way that I can since I've been in high school. I've served as the chapter reporter and served in committees when I was in my freshman year. This year, I'm our chapter president. So this year, I'm just looking to grow our chapter the most we can. And, yeah.
Yeah, so why did you want to be president? Why did you try to go for that?
I just wanted to be president because I wanted to be a model to the younger members, get more people involved, and see why I love FFA so much, how much it's changed my life since coming into high school. I've grown so much more out of my comfort zone, and I think that every kid needs to know that it's not just if you come from a farming background, but there's something for everyone.
Yeah, so what are your plans after high school?
So this year, I'm going to be co-oping at Todd County Animal Clinic, and I'm going to be doing more of behind the scenes at the vet office, and I'm hoping to see if that's what I want to get my feet wet into, and I want to go to Murray after I graduate and get a vet tech degree.
Yeah, if, you know, Murray's are trying to get this vet school, you know, up and running, you think that's something you'd be interested in, or you think you'd maybe go out of state?
I would most definitely probably stay here. I'd give it a try, see what Murray's about.
All right, well, thanks so much for letting me come out and talk to you.
Thank you.